to hang.
And this part right here?
Palm.
Uh-huh. And I make a...
fist.
I got two.
Fists.
And what about, some people, when they get older, they complain that they're getting stiff in their...
joints. Mm. Yeah, they might.
You have trouble with that?
Yeah, I have trouble with that arm.
You might say you've got a touch of...
arthritis, I say.
What about the upper part of a man's body? That's his...
the chest. Mm. The chest up there.
And these are my...
shoulders.
Uh-huh. And this is my... that's my...
legs, thigh, knees, toes, foot.
And I got two...
feet.
Uh-huh. What about this part right here?
That's the calf of your leg.
The front of it?
Hmm?
You know, sometimes you might run into something and hit that right there and it'll really sting.
But it's your shin and your calf. Mm-hmm.
What about, if somebody squats down like this part right here,
mm-hmm.
What do you call that part? Do you call that your...
thigh.
You ever heard people call...
thigh.
Have you ever heard people call that, squat down on your haunches? That part right there?
Mm-hmm.
See, if somebody that you know has been sick for a while, you might say, well, he's up and about right now, but he still looks a little...
pale or bad, weak.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard some people say he still looks a little peaked?
Yeah. Ever heard that feature?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, a man who's big and muscular and he can lift heavy weights? You say he's mighty...
strong.
You ever heard...
stout, but he's really strong, I think. Red.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a man who has a smile on his face, you know, and just never loses his temper? You say he's mighty...
happy.
Anything else? He's mighty happy or he's mighty,
gay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about something like, good-natured or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, when some boys are growing up, they'll get to a certain age where they just run into things, you know, and fall all over themselves. You say he's mighty...
or careless?
Careless, or if he just, you know, can't handle himself well, just bumps into things all the time, knocks things over, you say he's mighty...
clumsy.
Clumsy, or maybe awkward or something
awkward,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about somebody who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all? You say, well, he's just a plain...
I wouldn't want to say fool.
Is that a pretty strong word to say about somebody?
Yeah, I think so. See, the Bible says you mustn't call anybody a fool.
Yeah. But what about a person who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it? Never gives any of it away, never spends anything? You say
I've heard him say they're stingy.
Stingy?
Mm-hmm.
Or he's just an old,
I don't know, except just stingy with his money.
You ever heard a person like that called a tightwad?
I've heard him say the tightcloth of chest or something with the money.
Is that right?
As my husband used to tell me, you tightcloth of chest with your money.
What would, if I say that so-and-so's just a common person, or if you said so-and-so's just a common person, what would you mean by that?
A common person. Well, I don't guess anybody is common, is it? Unless they don't dress nice or something.
Well, in other words, you mean if you'd say he's just common, would that be a bad thing to say about him?
I think it would.
Mm-hmm. So he's just common.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of below average.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. What about if a you know a woman who's about 90 years old, but she still does her own housework, you mean, she gets around pretty well, you might say, well, I don't care if she's 90, she's still mighty.
What was it, cheerful?
Big pardon?
Cheerful.
Or talking about the fact that she can still get around real well, you might say she's mighty, maybe lively, or...
Yeah, lively, yeah. Well, man, his beard yesterday was 96 years old.
Is that right? You know, I was talking to a colored man in Dyersburg who claimed he was 108.
Sure enough.
I don't know if you
This one in the nursing home last year, I guess it's still living, it was 108.
Is that right?